Head to Whole Foods Market to jumpstart your January during our New Year boosting event with savings on feel-good favorites store-wide. Save on organic picks, wellness staples, and more all month long.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
A survey out today from the Health Research Board. You might have heard them talking about it on News Talk Breakfast. Young Irish adults have the second highest rate of cocaine use in Europe, apparently, and a huge increase in the numbers of young Irish adults using cocaine in the last few years. And that increase, most prevalent amongst young women. Well, Michael Geeran is a senior addiction therapist at the charity organisation Coonvera. Michael, you're very welcome to the show. Listen, before we come to you, our reporter Kathleen Keane has been out and about on the streets of Dublin this afternoon asking younger people if they have taken cocaine recently.
Well, a lot of my friends use it, and you don't have a hangover, really, if you kind of do it in moderation, so you can go out and have a good time and not deal with all the next day, but it's definitely on the uptick, I think.
I'm from Russia, and when I moved here 4 years ago, and I found out that quite a lot of people take it, and that's normal. But I was quite shocked, in fairness, and I think that's quite a big problem here, because yeah, too many people do it, and too many people don't find anything special about it. You know, they think it is just normal.
The usage of cocaine in Ireland, I'm abundantly aware of. I work in a bar and have done for the last 6 months. I'm going to a different bar that's now a cocktail bar, and I see it on a daily basis because I work full time. And I've seen it used among my friends and stuff, and I personally know people who have been addicted to it and who still are, and I personally have watched it ruin people.
Yeah, that's just some people on the streets of Dublin speaking to our reporter Kathleen Keane. You might have noticed lots of kind of my friends or people I see using cocaine in that box, but certainly a sense that it is out there and it is being used a lot, and that backed up by this research published today from the HRB. Like I say, Michael Geeran is with us. He's a senior addiction therapist at the charity organisation Coonvera. Michael, there's lots of different explanations proffered for the reason that this has increased so much. Some of it is about availability, some of it is around cost, some of it as well, and I'm interested in your view or your experience of this, is around weight and weight loss. Is that something that you hear?
Good afternoon, Kieran, and we certainly have heard, particularly as it pertains to cocaine use amongst young women, that sometimes they will refer to the fact that one can lose weight if using cocaine on a regular basis. So it's not necessarily a norm, but it's certainly a justification we have heard in the initial stages of cocaine use from people, that they would use it for weight control.
Yeah, and I think it's probably important right at the outset then to dispel anybody of the notion that cocaine is a healthy way for people to lose weight. I mean, what dangers are they exposing themselves to?
I mean, in the immediate sense, they're exposing, as with any illicit substance, the user is exposing themselves to the fact that it could be contaminated because there is no quality control. And there have been a low incidence, albeit relatively serious cases, where people have taken cocaine that has been contaminated with one thing or another and put them in grave danger. In the grander scheme of things, they run the real risk of developing a cocaine dependence, which is a quite unpleasant and dangerous situation, because cocaine is a very dangerous substance with a very high addictive potential. So cocaine isn't in any way, shape or form a safe thing to be doing.
There was a view prevalent certainly up to a few years ago that, you know, cocaine was a drug that was the reserve of the affluent in society. Is that still the case?
Well, I suppose the big difference, we saw a spike in cocaine usage back in the day of the Celtic Tiger here in Ireland about 2007 or 2008. And at that time, there was definitely a tendency towards, as you say, the affluent and the middle and upper classes of society in certain urban locations where there were pockets of high cocaine use. Cocaine in its current iteration seems to have transcended all these social and economic demographic boundaries. And it's now, I mean, the widespread availability and use of cocaine is absolutely mind-boggling. So,
yeah, because another view that might have been prevalent was that, you know, you'd have seen a lot more cocaine use in cities, in Dublin in particular, than you might have seen down the country, as it were. I mean, there's plenty of cocaine down the country where I live and where you live, Michael. That's the reality, isn't it?
Yes, and that's another very striking factor about the current issues we have with cocaine, is that all these geographical boundaries, where historically we would have seen higher availability and usage in urban areas as in comparison to towns and villages and country areas, seem to be absolutely dispelled at this stage as well. Cocaine is everywhere. It's being used in every town, city, village and parish in the country to a great extent.
And is it generally being used, and is your experience of dealing with people in Coonvira, like, is it used on its own? Because, you know, often when we talk about other drugs, like heroin is the prime example, maybe, it's often in the context of polydrug use. You know, heroin might be the main drug they use, but in reality, the user is kind of taking lots of other things, benzos, and they're probably on other prescription drugs as well. Is it the same with cocaine?
Well, I suppose the two things we're seeing with cocaine, generally speaking, you would see a lot of cocaine used with alcohol consumption and used in connection with alcohol consumption. We are seeing very interesting trends in terms of young men with cocaine dependence issues and problematic gambling issues also. And in some cases, we come across clients who develop cocaine dependences who end up doing a thing that they call dry snorting. In other words, they would take cocaine on its own on a regular basis, and it wouldn't necessarily be linked to alcohol consumption in the same way that recreational cocaine use tends to be.
All right, that's interesting, because, you know, you do hear about people you know, opting for cocaine. Again, to go back to what we started with, you know, this perception that it's, you know, that it can help with weight loss, and as well, it's kind of a calorie-free way of people getting their kicks. And as you say, they're ignoring all of those other awful side effects you talk about. I mean, what supports are available? Obviously, Coonvira and other organisations like it provide supports. Do we have enough of them?
We probably don't have enough resources. Such is the weight of the cocaine issue in Ireland at the moment. We probably don't have enough support in there to cope with the demand that we're currently facing. So I would imagine going forward, because we see no sign of this slowing down, that it will be necessary to devote extra resources and places to people who have developed problematic issues around cocaine going forward.
One line does not an addict make, says one listener. This is from Brian in Dublin. Just like booze, it needs to be respected. Other drugs need to be taken consciously and sourced from trusted sources. Somebody else says, I've heard the message that cocaine is a calorie-free way of enjoying a night out several times today, and it's glamorising the problem. We shouldn't be doing that. Well, if that's how it sounded, I certainly haven't intended to glamorise the problem. And I think, Michael, you put it well when you described the other dangers people were exposing themselves to. John on 5316 says, Akiran, come on. Cocaine use in Ireland is not surprising. Have you been living under a rock? It's used as it's cheaper than alcohol. You don't get a hangover and it doesn't impact your weight. 80% of young people under 30 are at... is it cheaper than a night out on the drink? I don't know as it is. A gram of cocaine is still fairly expensive. Probably not as expensive as it might have been back in the day. But I think that's a bit of a cop out. But John is touching on it there as well, Michael. Like the perceptions that exist amongst young people. This is great. This doesn't give me a hangover. This doesn't impact my weight. This is my option on a night out.
Yes, and I suppose you've just synopsized the whole problem, Kieran, there into one sentence, in that there is a belief that cocaine isn't as harmful as it actually is. And there also has been a huge degree of normalization around cocaine use amongst young people in the past number of years. And it's there is where we face the problem. And for as long as people consider cocaine to be a safe, cheap, calorie-free way of enjoying themselves, organisations and services like ourselves are going to face mounting difficulties with the amount of people that present themselves to us with problematic cases as a result of this initial recreational, what is believed to be harmless use of cocaine.
And how does cocaine then, Michael, compare to other drugs like heroin, when it comes to recovery and beating that addiction?
Well, I suppose the treatment for cocaine addiction, aside from the detoxification, is by and large the same as it would be for any other drug, in that we attempt to address the psychological and emotional underpinnings of the addiction or that cause the person to become addicted. But cocaine can cause people to be very depressed. It can cause people to be very anxious. And it certainly is up there with any of the other illicit substances that one might become addicted to in terms of its harms.
The other point, though, I suppose, isn't it that if it is so normalised and it's so prevalent in society, it's harder to get over that addiction because while you might beat it once, you're suddenly surrounded by it again.
Yes, and in many ways, we could nearly at this point draw a parallel between itself and alcohol, such as the widespread use of cocaine, that people are very likely, if they're in recovery from a cocaine addiction at this stage and they do any socialisation at all, they're very likely to encounter it again as they make their way through the journey of early recovery.
All right. Well, listen, Michael, we appreciate your time. Thanks a million for joining us on the show. Michael Geeran is a senior addiction therapist at the charity organisation Cuan Mhuire. One listener says, how did it come to this with the drug issue? What country can we learn from and put into practice unless we want to reinvent the wheel? Are there other countries that have had success with this issue? I'm not sure there necessarily are, but it is a good question to ask nonetheless. 53106 is the text number.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.